Unit 79, The Man Who Planted Apple Trees. Does the name John Chapman ring a bell? Most people would answer no, but many people would have heard of Johnny Appleseed. Here is some information about the man. Johnny was born in Massachusetts. He was born in 1774 and died in about 1845. He probably died in the wilderness. He is always pictured there. This is why he seemed like an American version of a prophet. Like a prophet, he tried to get people to listen to him. And people did listen. But Johnny did more than just talk. He carried a bushel of apple seeds on his back. He also carried in his arms bundles of young apple tree sprouts. He planted them in open spots where the sun could shine on them. He planted them in the open fields too. He planted them on the lands of settlers. He planted them on the lands of the Indians. Year after year, people ate the apples from his trees. They even dried the apples in the sun for winter's food. Johnny was more than just a nursery man. He was a medicine man, too. He knew the healing power of herbs. He often helped settlers with boneset. This is a flowering plant that grows wild in meadows. When used as a tea, it reduces fevers. It helps broken bones heal faster, too. Johnny was also a military hero. The War of 1812 was raging. Lake Erie was a stronghold of the British. Johnny knew the Ohio River. He also knew Northern Ohio. He carried precious messages between American commanders. He knew every path, trail, stream, and river. But Johnny was a true appleseed to the end. It is nice to think that he died gently, placing soil around the tender roots of his last apple tree.